Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Ira Victor of Data Clone Labs. Fascinating stuff. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Orrin Johnson, Sam Kumar, and the return of Marlene Lockhart. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, he always scares me. We are always welcoming him back to the program. Ira Victor, a digital forensic analyst with Data Clone Labs and host of the CyberJungle.com. Let's start out with the agreement with China that just went through the federal government. Does this make any sense to you? Because they're saying we're not going to do intellectual property theft, but if it comes to war, Katie bar the door.
Well, just this week, James Clapper, who's part of the NSA and the whole intelligence operation in the United States under the Obama administration, he testified in Congress this week that this agreement doesn't amount to a hill of beans. My words, not his.
Right.
But in essence, it's not going to stop any of the attacks. They are clandestine attacks. So by definition, they are not going to be made public. And so agreements between the Chinese government, the American government, to stop this kind of activity is really cybersecurity theater. And I agree with Clapper. I take him on his word that the attacks are going to continue.
And we are also attacking, correct?
Correct. Correct. So it was just revealed this week, actually, that the NSA and the CIA put in eavesdropping equipment all over Greece during the 2004 Olympics. And they were supposed to remove it after the Olympics, and they didn't. And the United States government, according to these press reports, with CIA and NSA, were eavesdropping on the government officials in Greece after the elections.
And you know what's funny is that President Obama would not stay at the plaza in New York because it's now owned by a Chinese company, and they were scared that it would be bugged, so he had to stay somewhere else.
Yeah, and I would suspect that was, again, NSA or Secret Service. And that was probably a smart move because they can't watch what's going on there all the time. And if it is owned by Chinese nationals, their loyalty is to the Chinese government, not to the United States.
So another big thing in the news this week is VW and their software glitch, or intentional software. Explain a little bit about that and the irony a little bit with the EPA on this particular aspect.
So VW was caught, and they admitted they had their hand in the cookie jar. They modified the software in the emissions control and engine control software on their automobiles. And one thing to keep in mind today, vehicles that you buy today are really a cart of computers with big rubber tires and a roof and a windshield wipers. And so VW modified the emission software so that when the vehicle was in a mode of being tested for emissions, it passed. And when it was not being tested, the emissions went up. 10 to 40 times on nitrous oxide, for example, it went up. Now, here's the irony. There are actually two researchers from West Virginia that found this. But the EPA has been cracking down really hard using the Digital Millennium Copyright Act to go after independent researchers that look at software code in automobiles, saying, ironically, before the VW scandal, that if researchers are allowed to look at this code and modify it, they could there could be pollution that would come out of the vehicle that they look at, or vehicles that they look at. Now, meanwhile, reports are that 11.2 million Volkswagens have this modified code, and it modified by Volkswagen to sidestep the regulations. And what we don't know, and what a lot of people speculated in the automotive blogosphere and the tech press, is that we've got lots of modifications like this going on throughout the industry. And many companies are doing this, or many models may exhibit this same kind of behavior. We have a real strong role of this to play in Nevada. We have the largest cybersecurity and really testing conferences in the world that happen here. DEF CON in Las Vegas, Black Hat, a conference that's getting bigger and bigger down there called B-Sides in Las Vegas. When I say down there, we're here in Reno, for those watching in Las Vegas, right on the Strip. And tens of thousands of people are coming to these conferences every year. And we should be encouraging this type of research that looks at the safety of automobiles, the emission controls on automobiles. Let the independent researchers have at it. And sometimes they're going to find really important things. Sometimes they're going to find things that are inconsequential. And let the market decide, hey, let's reward those people who are really good. I think the automobile industry should be setting up bounties and rewards. Microsoft and Google pay bounties to independent researchers that find security flaws. And we need to see that come out of the automobile industry. Unfortunately, they're fighting that.
That's because they're probably hiding things they don't want you to find.
Well, that looks like that may have been the case certainly with Volkswagen.
Yeah,
and we
exactly.
need to encourage that nationwide, and that's going to benefit us here, right here in Nevada.
And what happens with driverless cars? I mean, at what point do we go, you know, are they safe? Are they not safe? You know, who do we trust?
Well, that's right. And you need to remain. Look, I work in private sector. My clients are customers. I represent clients in legal litigation as an expert witness. So I don't say that all businesses lie, but there are businesses that do lie.
Occasionally, right?
Occasionally, yeah. There are businesses that do lie, and they need to get punished by the marketplace. And one of the mechanisms that we can punish them is to let independent researchers and groups of researchers examine these devices and see what they do, including self-driving cars. Don't trust the self-driving car company to say, this is safe. Let's get the researchers to look at it, publish their work, let the community, the security community, will validate or invalidate the work that they do, and we'll get safer vehicles, less polluting vehicles, and a better economy.
What about if you go to open source? Would that be beneficial, or would companies just go, hey, you know, we want to develop our own product. We don't want people getting in there and being able to see what we're really doing.
So I am an advocate generally of open source software, and I think this is a good use of open source software. That is, the source code is open for people to view. And instead of closed source software, where you cannot get to that software unless you violate the Digital Millennium Copyright Act in many cases. So I am an advocate of that, and I think just people watching this show, the marketplace can drive this. When you go on the web today, you're using most of the websites that you go to are running on open source
like
software.
Like Foxfire.
Like Firefox is open source, software. That's right. But the web servers behind all these websites are running mostly open source software. The market drove that, and that's what I want to encourage. I want to encourage this community and the people that the brainiacs to let them go free. And I think in the end, you will see more open source software because that allows the brainiacs, the researchers, to go in and actually do the work and say, hey, this product is good. It needs this improvement. It can be better.
Sir, I believe you are one of the brainiacs. We'll be right back.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with digital forensic analyst Ira Victor.
So one of your specialties is cyber terrorism, which to me is a frightening thing. But something like Ashley Madison got hacked, got threatened. They said, stop what you're doing or we will reveal who your users are. And they did. They called their bluff. This is not unusual, is it? There's a lot of people out there hacking into systems, either taking money or taking a product and putting it ransom. Is it ransomware?
Ransomware,
so
yes, Randy.
Explain a little bit about what is happening in that new sense of terrorism out there.
Yeah, so the bad guys know that there are these flaws in systems and they exploit the flaws and they want to make money from them. They're basically, it's a form of embezzlement, really, criminal activity to make money. And so they will do all sorts of attacks that then put a club over a business head and said, hey, we'll release this information. We encrypt all your data and it will be lost forever. You won't get it. We will drain your bank account. We will expose your private information on your computer and make it public. All sorts of schemes to blackmail and embezzle. A lot of it is companies, some individuals, and a lot of companies, and it's very lucrative. They're making hundreds of millions of dollars, these cyber criminals. They have vast networks of really data centers and customer support centers and software writers because it is a very lucrative trade in this type of illegal activity. And the reason that it's important is that you might be doing business with a bank or with a company that you rely upon, and when they fall victim to these types of attacks, it can impact their ability to deliver services to you. I had a deal with one company that virtually here in Nevada, that through one of these bank account draining attacks, almost went out of business. We came this close to them shutting down and those people being tossed out of work.
So what are some steps that we as just normal citizens can do to help protect ourselves from this kind of cyber attacks?
I think the biggest thing that people...
To a yurt.
Give up, get off everything electronic.
Well, yeah, and you could go move to rural Nevada somewhere and go completely off the grid. That is one way
That's
to
true.
Do it. I think a more practical way for everybody is to actually start to talk to the people you do business with. What are you doing demonstratively to have better security? You know, there's an independent entity, sort of like Underwriters Laboratory. You can go and buy a toaster and see a tag and say, hey, this one's less likely to have my kitchen catch fire. There's a standard called ISO 27001, ISO 27001. It's an independent third-party standard that validates an organization's cybersecurity. And the greatest thing people can do in business and in their personal practice, say, hey, what are you doing to protect? And say, oh, yeah, we do lots of things. Great. Where's your ISO 27001 certification? Just like when the salesman says this toaster is very safe, won't catch your kitchen on fire. Great. I want to see a third party that validates your process. And I think that that push from the marketplace is the best thing that people can do to improve cybersecurity.
And the one thing you've told me is never use your ATM card except at your bank.
Well, that's right. And that's true. So the point of sale network is not very secure, although getting better with the new chip and
pin. I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Are you good with those?
So it is a drastic improvement. It's called, actually, people are calling chip and pin. We're doing chip and signature in the United States. So there's no pin right now in place, widespread in that system. But yes, overall, it is a dramatic improvement. There's an encrypted chip on the card, and your number does not get transmitted over the store's network. So that is a dramatic improvement. I still say, though, you're safer using a credit card than a debit card because the debit card is connected right to your bank account, which can be drained. The credit card is connected to the bank's bank account, and they have better protections to stop it from being drained.
I got to moderate a conference where one of the speakers was General John Abizaid the other day. And I have to tell you that he brought up issues that you've been raising for a long time in terms of security, cybersecurity, which is that you don't just have to have an IT person. You need a security person. They're not the same job. And we got about 10 seconds.
Yeah, and that is absolutely right. IT is their job is to get things done on time and on budget. Information security is about risk analysis, risk management, risk reduction. Two different disciplines. Two different departments, two different people.
And if you want to hear one person, actually a couple of people, thecyberjungle.com is the place to listen to get more of Ira Victor. Thank you so much for being here, as always.
Good to be here.
We appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Nevada News Group Management and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
We're cracking down on Medicare fraud.
The health care law gives us powerful tools to fight it.
To investigate it.
Prosecute it.
And stop criminals.
Our senior Medicare patrol volunteers
are teaching seniors across the country
to stop, spot, and report fraud.
You can help.
Guard your Medicare card.
Don't give out your card number over the phone.
Call to report any suspected fraud.
We're cracking down on Medicare fraud.
Let's make Medicare stronger for all of us.
What's inside the Spectrum Triple Play? All the brilliant HD, internet speed, and unlimited calling you need. Spectrum has all your favorite channels with the most free HD you can get, plus free primetime on demand to watch when you want. All for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. And only Spectrum surrounds you with the fastest internet, starting at 60 megabits per second. That's enough speed for all your devices with no data caps and a free modem for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. Then add unlimited nationwide calling with no added taxes or fees. Just $29.99 a month. Because nothing illuminates your home like the Spectrum Triple Play. Switch to Spectrum now for free HD, the fastest internet, and unlimited calling. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999 today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Sam Kumar is here, past chairman of the Washoe County Republicans, Marlene Lockhart. Welcome back. missed you with the Lockhart Group and Aaron Johnson, publisher of aaronjohnson.com. Pleasure to have you all here. So we're down to the, in the latest polling at least, the top six, which is about where we should be at this point in time. Donald Trump, Carly Fiorina, Ben Carson, Jeb Bush, Ted Cruz, and Marco Rubio. So your thoughts on where we are, because still we have people in here who are really not politicians.
Yeah, I think that's the interesting thing. And when you add the three, actually the four, I would say, the three clear outsiders in Trump, Carly Fiorina, Ben Carson, and Ted Cruz, who is, for all practical purposes, an outsider, we are looking at close to about 60%. And this is basically a voice by the public against the political class, and you should take note of it.
You've been around a while, Marlene. You've seen these cycles come and go. What do you make of this? Because I'm talking to a lot of smart business people who say to me, Donald Trump, he's saying it like it is. But I don't know that they're really hearing what he's saying.
Well, I think this is the summer where Americans collectively lost their mind. And I'm hoping we regain it sometime this fall. I think you have fatal flaws in those top six candidates, as I view it. Trump with his tax package this week. Carly Fiorina. Now, how is she going to get out of the lies, the blatant lies that she is? Refuses. There's something about how do you talk to somebody when you actually give them the facts and they keep on going and like the facts don't matter.
I've done interviews like that.
Yeah, but there's something there you've got to really look at that's fundamentally flawed. Dr. Carson. He's got some very strange views on his abortion and his past history on abortion. And the list goes on where Rubio, at this point, although he too has some problems in those areas that concern me, I think in a primary, any of those six have fatal flaws.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You talk about disconnect with facts and reality. And on the Democratic side, you've got Hillary Clinton. Oh, there's no classified information. What does it mean to wipe a server? I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, just a serial liar. You got Bernie Sanders who thinks he's going to pay for
$18
trillion.
But the server was not wiped.
Well, either way, come on, you cannot.
You must acknowledge
that Hillary Clinton has not been honest about any of that stuff. And then you got Bernie Sanders who is either stupid or a liar in terms of what we can actually afford or his understanding of economics. And who knows whether or not Joe Biden's going to come in. But that guy was run out of town on a rail the last time he ran for president because of a history of serial plagiarism. So I think that Sam is exactly right about our entire political class, and people are collectively losing their minds because they have a reason to lose their minds. The problem is not that they, whether or not they're losing their minds, because they should. The problem is that is regaining it with something sane. And right now, Donald Trump is the biggest, he comes in, he's sensing this opportunity. People are angry, he's channeling it, and people are latching on to it. And we want to see somebody serious with serious policy proposals who can come in and do that. And I actually have high hopes for Rubio. I just
You just said that people are losing their minds, and they should.
Mm-hmm. People are losing. People should not lose, become untethered from reality. That's not what I mean. What I mean is that people are justifiably incredibly angry and have lost all faith in Democrats, Republicans,
and our
political leadership. And they have every right to have lost that faith, and to be angry about it.
Okay, so where do we go from here? We got the Democratic debate coming up. We'll have Bernie Sanders. We'll have Martin O'Malley. We'll have Hillary Clinton. What do you see coming out of that?
I think it's going to be interesting. I mean, I'm happy to be in my shoes than in your shoes for the simple reason that at least, yes, all candidates are flawed, but at least none of ours is under criminal investigation by the FBI.
Correction, it is not a criminal investigation. Thank you, New York Times.
Oh, please. The FBI does not investigate.
Depends on what the meaning of the word is, I suppose. So.
It's a very big difference. But that's the problem here.
Hang on. Just to put out a little defense here, Vareed Zakaria's show last Sunday featured President Clinton, former President Clinton. And it was very interesting because, as he said, I haven't run in 20 years, and I'm not up to speed on all this. But he said, this whole scandal is about nothing. And that's what's going to come out at the end, is that it's about nothing. And as he said it, and I looked at the TV, I went, you know, you're absolutely right. I mean, there is not going to be some great crime and misdemeanor that comes out of this.
And it's just a great political
stunt. And I'm not blaming the Republicans, but it's a great political stunt.
This is a real issue. This is a real national security.
Wait, just a minute. Just last night, the guy heading up the committee for Benghazi admits the whole Benghazi committee was to bring down Hillary Clinton's
he was not the
numbers.
That
is what he said. They're playing it on a loop. Orrin, how can you miss?
No, that's not the guy that headed up the committee.
Well, it's the McCarthy or whoever wants to be majority leader. Yeah, but they're playing it on a loop, which we have spent over $4 million, more than that, just to try to lower her poll numbers. Is that what? That's why America is losing their minds over stuff like that.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day. So make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves. Like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Welcome to Carrington College here in beautiful Reno, Nevada, home of the biggest little city in the world. Let's see what big things are happening here at our campus.
With our medical assisting program, students learn front office procedures as well as back office procedures, like EKGs, injections, and how to do vitals.
Our registered nursing program allows our students to learn a variety of skills, from taking vitals, explaining treatment procedures, prepping patients, helping with patient follow-up, and so much more.
In our simulation lab, students get to practice real-life scenarios and then discuss them in our debriefing rooms. Thank you very much for visiting the Carrington College here in Reno, Nevada, taking a tour of our classrooms and labs. I hope you grab one of your friends and come and see us soon.
Come see for yourself how in as few as 10 months, you can begin a new career in healthcare. Take the first step and visit our campus. To book your personal tour, visit tourcarrington.com today. Carrington College, the starting point for healthcare careers.
Is it time for a new car or truck? It's time you met Susanville Auto Center. SusanvilleAutoCenter.com. A friendly dealership with over 400 vehicles in stock. 1,500 between our five locations. Susanville Auto Center is a short trip for big savings. SusanvilleAutoCenter.com. Tons of new Fords. Hundreds of trucks. People come from all around to shop Susanville Auto Center. Click and save now. SusanvilleAutoCenter.com.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is proudly sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, Capital Partners and District Strategies, the Nevada Mining Association, and the Nevada Trucking Association.
On the next broadcast, Lance Gilman of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. See you then.